Okay, so if you recall from yesterday, we've been discussing the sugya of Kiyikach, and the pressure point of the sugya came out from the analysis that we did yesterday of the sugya of Nasanhu Ve'amrahi, where we pointed out that the husband certainly has to perform the Maisa Nesina of Kesef to the Isha. And the shaila yesterday was, how do we understand the Amira? Who has to perform the Amira? And today we're going to be working with the understanding, like we concluded yesterday, that the halacha of Amira is included in the halacha of Kiyikach, and the Gzeres HaKasav of Kiyikach. And the husband has to perform not only the Nesina, but he also has to perform the Amira. Today's discussion is going to be, what exactly constitutes an Amira? What qualifies as Amira of the Baal? The word Amira we're going to use in a very vague sense. It's the category of Amira. What act or what activities does the Baal have to do to satisfy this condition of Amira as part of the Gzeres HaKasav of Kiyikach? And we saw that one of the implications of the Suffolk from yesterday is two different ways, two different visions for how to understand the definition of Amira in Kiddushin. One approach we had, the first approach was that the role of Amira, of a Baal, in a standard Maisik Kiddushin, is to establish and to reveal the Das of the Baal. It's an assessment of the Das of the Baal. When he says, Harei at Mikudeshes Li, he's revealing that this Nesinas Maos is L'shem Kiddushin, and not L'shem Matana. So the role of Amira functions as a way to reveal his Das, to display a Das. We'll refer to this as Gilui Das. Amira is satisfied by a Gilui Das of the Baal. That was all approach one. And generally speaking, whenever we have approaches and we have Achronim who take those approaches, Reparnas was very adamant to say that you have to also root it in Rishonim. You can't just stop and say, you know, raid outside Rishonim. You have to show how it's Mukach in Rishonim. And we saw that from the Shitas HaRan yesterday, the Ran seemingly presupposed this stance in how to define the Amira. The Ran held yesterday that the Amira is a chelik of Kiyikach, and when the husband does the Nesina and she does the Amira, his acquiescence, his quiet, his silence serves as a shtika kehoda, which the Ran told us satisfies Amira. So we saw from the Ran, Muchach u'mevur, that the Ran understands that the condition of Amira is satisfied by a Gilui Das of the Baal. And that's how we saw that the Ran was going with that approach. On the other hand, approach number two is to say that Amira is not simply a Gilui Das, but since it's a Chelek of Kiyikach, part of the Gzeres HaKasav of Kiyikach is that the Baal has to not only do an Asina, but also do an Amira of a Bitui Sfasayim, an actual formal declaration, a Nusach of Harei At Mikudeshes Li. And we saw yesterday that we rooted this into the Shitas HaMe'iri, because since the Me'iri held that the Tzad of Eino Mikudeshes was not good because the husband did not satisfy Amira, and in the context of the fact that the Ran just told us that there's an Umdana de Muchach, it's clear as day that he wants to do the Kiddushin because he's being quiet, it comes out, Al Korchach of the Me'iri, in saying that the husband did not satisfy Amira, must be holding, there's a higher degree, the higher condition that needs to be satisfied when it comes to Amira, where there has to be a formal declaration, bitui sfasayim, an utterance of the lips, of Harei at Mikudeshes Li, and even though it's clear as day that he wants to marry her because he's being quiet in response to her statement, nonetheless, the Me'iri said that doesn't qualify as Amira for Kiddushin because it has to be a bitui sfasayim. These are the two approaches in how to define Amira. Today, we're going to do two parts to the sugya. Each one is gishmak more than the other, more than the chicken fingers. The first part is going to just set up two nafkaminas, two implications of this fundamental machlokas rishonim for how to understand Amira, two nafkaminas. And then the second half of the shir is going to be rayas that we find in Kiddushin to either tzad, and the burden of proof is going to be on the other approach to defend their approach to explain how each one of these gemaras makes sense according to their tzad. So let's do part one number first. What are some nafkaminas? There are two nafkaminas that we can suggest between these two approaches of Gilui Das versus Bitui Sfasayim. The first one is mentioned by the Sefer HaMakna, which is brought down in the Avdi Miluim Simon Lamedos Aleph. He spells it out nicely over there. The Sefer HaMakna says, what if when a chassan is performing a kiddushin with his kala, instead of saying the words, Harei HaMikudeshes Li, he decides to be a little bit creative and he takes out a sign, which he beautifully drew with Harei At Mekudeshes Li, and with bubble letters, and he makes it a nice, beautiful, with roses on the side, and a nice framed art, and as he's giving the Nesinas HaMaos, he holds up a sign, does not say the words Harei At Mekudeshes Li, and just holds up a sign as he's doing the Nesinas HaMaos. I embellished on the case, obviously. So, would that be Mahani? Would that be a valid Amira in Kiddushin? So this is a straightaway Nafkamina. First of all, the Sefer Makom Avnei Miluim say that the starting point really is there's a fundamental machlokas in general in Shas whether or not Ksiva is Kedibur or not. So if you hold Ksiva is a halachic status of a Dibur, then the Shalat doesn't get off the ground. Obviously it would work. But what about working with the Tzad and Rishonim who hold that Ksiva is Lav Kedibur Dami? Ksiva is just Ksiva. And he's holding up a sign. Would this be effective as his Amira for a Maisa Kedushin? So this would be plugged in very easily. Working with the Tzad of Gilui Das, that the role of Amira is just a Hichet Timtza, to establish and to display the Das of the husband. So when he holds up the sign with neon lights showing you, look, I want to marry you, or let's say he rents one of those planes, and he goes up as a pilot, and he does Harei At Mekudeshes Li in bubble in the cloud letters. My wife actually did that for her camp once. She broke out color war with one of those planes. That's why I was laughing. But she broke it out. She rented a guy to do it, like color war breakout, Camp Tamima, whatever. And that's why it reminded me. But let's say the chassan was used. He became a pilot, and he goes up in Shemaim, and he does some cartwheels, Harei At Mekudeshes Li, bubble letters that maybe not have a same ksav there because there's no kiyum to it because it fizzles away. But let's naniach, it's called a ksav. Would that work? So working with the tzad of the Ran, that Amir is a gilui das of the Baal. Of course it should work. There's an asina. There's a gilui das, and I want this nesina to be l'shem kedushin. It should work as a gilui das of the Baal. However, if you work with the Tzichus HaMeiri, that's halacha of Amira needs a bitui svasayim, so unless you hold of ksiva kedibur dami, this ksiva doesn't have a status of a dibur. It doesn't have a status of a halachic bitui svasayim, and this sign that you held up doesn't work for the Amira of kedushin. Or if you want to take it a step further, even without ksiva kedibur, I was wondering, let's say a chassan wants to say Harei At Mekudeshes Li in sign language. Would that be effective? This is even without Ksiva Kedibur. Would that be effective? The Fida Ran, it's very tachin, that if the sign language that he does is very clear that he's trying to do an umdun nemuchach, that he wants a mekadesher, then his Sinas HaMaos would be satisfied, his Amir would be satisfied. But if you hold a Bitu Yisvasayim, Lemaisa, it's not Kedibur dummy. It's not a Dibur, it's not a Bitu Yisvasayim. This is a straightaway Nafkamina, which just brings out the Tut Stadim of the Shaila of whether Amira is a Gilui Das or a Bitu Yisvasayim, yes?
Even if we hold Ksiva is Kedibur,
uh-huh,
then even according to the Ran, we see that there are certain mitzvos that, even though yes, we'll say Ksiva Kedibur, they require mamish, like a literal bitur. For example, Sfiras Omer, it's a discussion where you actually have to say something.
Well, we're setting up the Nafkamina with Ksiva's Lav Kedibur.
Right, but I'm saying, why was it so pasha that even assuming...
That's how the Sefer HaMakom learns it. It could be that he's understanding that the word Ksiva Kedibur in that area of Shas applies here as well. I hear why you can mefakvik on that. But in the world of Lav Kesiva Dami, that's certainly the Nafkamina. Okay, straight away. Let's do the second Nafkamina. And the second Nafkamina is going to really refine the role of Amira in the context of the Nesina. This is going to be a little bit of a Tahir over here. So Nafkamina number two. Oh, I'm sorry. So it comes out from Nafkamina number one, the Sefer HaMakne, who says that if you hold up a sign, it's not Mekudeshes, shows us that the Sefer Hafla is taking a stance in our Shaila, and he's working with the Tzad of the Meiri, that Amira means a Bitui Svasayim. Amira means a Bitui Svasayim. It's very important to know that the Sefer Hafla is working with that Tzad of Bitui Svasayim. Nafkamina number two. So, the Avnei Miluim and the Sefer Hafla, which, by the way, the Sefer Hafla and the Sefer HaMakne are the same person. Hafla is Rashi Tevos, Pinchas Levi, Pinchas Levi Ha'ish Horowitz, Hafla, and that's the same author of the Sefer HaMakne. And the Sefer Hafla and the Avnei Miluim, again, Nafkamina number two, raise another Dion in Achronim regarding the Halacha of Dibur. And that is the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Chavtes of Abayis to Kuf Lamed. We know there's a principle, says the Gemara over there, of Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. If you say a statement, and within a certain time frame of Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Mori, or if you're showing a lot of Kavanah Torah, Shalom Aleichem, Hagon, Haravi, Amori. Right? Alufi. So if you say another statement within that time frame, that will be able to mevatel the original Dibur you said earlier, Tochidei Dibur. That's what Gemara says in the Bava Basra. So the Sefer Hafla brings up, and the Avnei Miluim bring up, what about in a Maisa Kedushin? Let's say a husband gives an Asinas Amos, and he says, Hare at Mikudeshesli, and to the Kala's utter disbelief and shock, he says, no, never mind, I don't want to marry you anymore. Within Tochidei Dibur, he retracts on his Dibur of Hare Mikudeshesli, I'm not marrying you anymore. It's not Lashin Kedushin, take it as a gift. I don't want to marry you anymore. Within Tochidei Dibur. Will Tochidei Dibur work to retract on the original Harei HaMikudeshes Li of the Amira of the Chassan? So this is a Machlokes Achronim. Sefer HaFla says that certainly it should work. And he actually, if you look at the Gemara Bava Basra, it sounds very much like the Sefer HaFla. Because the Gemara Bava Basra says, Tochidei Dibur Dami in all Kol HaTorah Kula, except for two places, one of them being Kiddushin. And if you look at the Rashbam there, the reason why it doesn't work in Kedushin is not Midoraisa, it doesn't work. Really, Tochidei Dibur does retract your original Dibur by a Kedushin. It's just as a Chumra Derabanan, Allah's, that if we let this guy retract on his statement, people are going to think that he marries someone else that's going to be a Mamzerim for someone else. So we always make sure, no, it's a good Kedushin and you need to get from the first girl. But in principle, B'Yisod HaDvarim, says the Rashbam, of course Tochidei Dibur is Mahani. When it comes to Kedushin, you can retract on your statement. Comes along the Avnei Miluim in Simcha Zayin, and he argues on the Sefer HaFla, and he says, absolutely not. Tochidei Dibur is not Mahani, even by Kedushin, and when the Gemara Bava Basra says, the exception of Kedushin, Lefi Pshuto of the Avnei Miluim, that's a Deraisa Me'akev. You cannot retract on your Harei HaMikudeshes Li in Kedushin. And the Sefer HaFla and the Avnei Miluim are mazbir their shitas, mamish the way we're saying it. Says the Sefer HaFla. We see from the sugya of Nasan Huv Amrahi that there's a requirement of a dibur from the chassan. The Baal has to say Harei Ad Mikudeshesli. There's a bitui svasayim as a chelik of kiyikach. So now, once you see that in the Maisa Kedushin you have an Asina, and you have an Amira, two independent components that have to be satisfied by the Baal for the Xeris custom of Kiyikach. So a Dibur, followed by a Dibur to retract it, Kimivatal a Dibur. And Tochidei Dibur will retract on the original Harei HaMikudeshesli of the Kedushin. And the Afla says, that's exactly what the Gemara in Bava Basra is telling us, that Tochidei Dibur is Kedibur Dami, and you can retract on the original Harei HaMikudeshesli and say it's null and void, because it's a Dibur being Mevatel a Dibur. Because according to the Hafla, if you work with a Tzad, there's a need for a Bitui Svasayim, a formal declaration. What that's really saying is that there are two independent components in the Maisa Kedushin. There's an Asina and an Amira by the Baal. The second component of the Amira has been Nisbatel by the Tochidei Dibur statement. However, if you work with the Avnei Miluim, and the Avnei Miluim spells this out, that the need for Amira is really stemming from a Gilui Das of the Baal, he's just displaying his Gilui Das of the Baal, what comes out is that the second component of Amira is simply a way to label and define what the Nesina is for. And really what's coming out in the Maisa Kedushin is, I'm doing the Nesinas Hama'os, and the Amir of Harei HaMikudeshes Li is just a Gilui Das. It's one way of showing that this Nesina was being done, the Shem Kedushin. And so in the world of Gilui Das, we only envision a Maisa Nesina, the Shem Kedushin. We don't envision a Maisa Nesina and a separate Chelek called Amira. It's a Maisa Nesina which has been defined and labeled by the Amira. If all we see in the Maisa Kedushin is a Maisa Nesina, so a Dibur afterwards can't retract on a Maisa. You can't do a Dibur being Mevatel a Maisa. You can do a Dibur that's Mevatel a Dibur. But a Dibur being Mevatel a Maisa, that we don't find in Tochidei Dibur. And this is the nuanced point. The Dibur, although he's saying a Dibur, he's saying an Amira, but since the goal and the service of that Amira is to service the Nesina and to label it, it becomes subsumed within the Nesina. It doesn't become a standalone Dibur that you can just retract on. And so once he does the Maisa, and he said Harei HaMekudesh Shli, and now we have a labeled Maisa. All we have left is a Maisa that was done, a Maisa with Chalos Kiddushin, and an Amira after, a Dichoy after, a Tokhidei Dibur, will not be able to retract on that Giloy Das. That was a very nuanced point. If you want to clarify, go ahead.
Why can't we just assume that, again, this Tokhidei Dibur is just same thing, it's going back to...
It's not, because that's exactly the point I'm bevoring. The Avi Mulam says that once you understand Amira as a Giloy Das, so at the Shas Hanesinas Hamaos, with the Amira just becomes subsumed within the Maisa.
Right.
I'm labeling this Maisa as a Maisa of L'shem Kiddushin.
Right.
So I don't have anything left to retract on. All I've left to retract on is on a Maisa, not on a Dibur. If you hold Dibur as a Bitois V'Sayim, it's a separate component, then it's a standalone, so I can negate that. That's the Bitois V'Sayim Halach.
I'm saying, usually we assume that Dibur, which again, I agree, is telling us about the Maisa, it's not a separate Chelek, is, let's say that's an expression of the Baal's Ratzon.
Right.
Why is there still no connection within Tokhid Dibur? He says no. In the same way, if he gave her this and said, I'm just messing around, let's not do this, he wouldn't...
No, Dibur, if it was just a standalone Dibur, then yeah. If the Dibur is just servicing the Maisa, in a standalone, in a regular case, Tokhid Dibur, you know, Tintal Matar, no, same Bracha,
right.
It's just Dibur and Dibur. So I'm not dealing with any Maisa. But if the goal of the Dibur is just to label the Maisa, then it becomes subsumed with the Maisa.
But I'm saying Hagufa is...
That's his argument.
Hagufa, that could also be why that the Dibur maybe would work. Because the whole goal of the Dibur is to inform the Maisa. It's not a... Separate...
I know, but once it informs the Maisa, it just becomes subsumed within the Maisa.
Solve that second?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's Nichal within the Maisa. If you have a Dibur that lingers, a Dibur lingers for Tokhidei Dibur. So you can retract on the Dibur. But if the Dibur, when it's said, is just labeling the Maisa, it just becomes Nichla on the Maisa, and that's all you have left. So the Tokhidei Dibur within the time frame is not going to be able to Mevato a Maisa. That's his argument. So those are the two Nafkaminas, and it comes out, and this is why I mentioned it before, in Nafkamina 1, we saw the Sefer HaMakne held that you need a Bitois V'Sayim, and that's why Ksiva Amira B'Ksav did not work. And we see here the Sefer HaFlah is holding that a Chazar Tokhidei Dibur does work, which shows us, again, L'shitasei, the Sefer HaMakne, Sefer HaFlah, same author, is holding that Amira is a Bitois V'Sayim, and that's why he's taking a stance in these two Nafkaminas. Kaf Dor V'Ferach. Always wanted to say that. Okay. Now we're going to get into part two. It doesn't take like 5 minutes to make, you know? This takes time. Okay, so we have three sugyas, three gemaras, and two of those gemaras are going to support the tzad of Giloy Das. And so the Meiri, the tzad of Bitois V'Sayim, is going to have to defend themselves. And then we're going to have a third gemara, which is going to support Bitois V'Sayim, and the Ran and the Shitas hold Giloy Das, and the Chorim that go with that have to defend themselves. And each one of them is going to require a Svara or a Dichoy to defend themselves in each case. Let's do the classic Raya number one. These are going to be two Rayas for the Tzad of Giloy Das and Akasha on Bitois V'Sayim. Raya number one, which if you saw yesterday in the Ran himself brings this Raya for his own Shita. And that is the Gemara in Daf Vav of Aleph, which we mentioned yesterday, of the Halacha of Medaber Ima al Iske Kidusheya, where Chassan and Kala are, let's say, right before, let's say, it's their, so to speak, their chasentish, and they're talking to one another about getting mikudeshes, being mikudeshes, and who's going to be the masad of kiddushin. And there's even a shita in the Gemara over there that says they don't even have to speak about the actual chasana. They can even speak about the apartment that they're going to rent out on 75th, and they can speak about the nidunya, the money that she has in the account that she's going to be bringing into the marriage. You can speak about all these different things and how we're going to work out marriage. And Rabbi Yossi's shita over there is dayo. It works. The halacha of medaber ima al iske kidusheya is mahani. It's effective. And therefore, if the husband subsequently, right afterwards, the firashi shita, in proximity to this medaber ima, does an isina and does not say anything harei amikudashishli, it's a valid kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi, that's how he paskin the halacha. So the Ran says, we see from here a blatant raya to the halacha that Amira only calls for a Giloy Das of the Baal. Because Bishlam, if you hold, that Amira means Giloy Das, so when I'm discussing the chasana, the preparations for the chasana, and the apartment on 75th, all of that generates a context, a setting of my rutzin to get married to this girl. And so when I do the nesina in proximity to that context, There's a das that has been established that this nisina is l'shem kedushin. It's not a random arbitrary matana that I'm giving on the 25th of December, Chas v'shalom. It's adrava. It's a nisina which is after the context of kedushin, of talking about kedushin, medabarima. So the Ran indeed brings us as a raya to his tzad that gilui das, amira, means a gilui das. I retract tochadik dibra on that statement. That was inappropriate. Okay. But if you hold that amira means bitui svasaim, it means a formal declaration, a formal nosach. So it's a big kasha on the Me'iri and all the achronim, the Torah skitin that go with the Me'iri, that amira needs a bitui svasaim. In this case, the chassan just spoke about getting married, preparations for marriage, the apartment, but he never actually said the words hare at mikudeshes li. So how is the nesina in proximity to this medaber ima work? And we pass like this lahalacha. It's a big kasha on these achronim who go with this tzad that amiram needs bitui svasaim. Damsky, you here?
Yeah.
So you look at the Me'iri. This is lahafli. We have to defend the Me'iri now. If you look at the Me'iri on Dav Vav, and you look at the footnote on the Me'iri says something on medaber ima, which is a unique qualification to medaber ima, and the footnote on the Me'iri says, lo matzanu kazeh kol ha-mechaber kol ha-rishonim. The Me'iri himself says a unique qualification on medaber ima. Says the Me'iri, this that we say that medaber ima works for amira, you have to make sure that in the context of discussing the marriage, make sure when you're discussing the apartment that you throw in a lashon of hare at mikudeshes li. And make sure not to say a lashon of psul that's going to mess up your amira. You have to make sure to include in that discussion some lashon of hare at mikudeshes li. Appella. The pasuk of the Gemara is just, you're speaking about yuduchim, you're speaking about the marriage. Says the Miri, no. That only works in Rabbi Yossi Shita if you actually include a lashon of kedushin of hare at mikudeshes li or hare at ishti, but not a lashon that's going to be a pasul lashon in the world of kedushin. And the Me'iri spells out that when I do the nesina, I am being so mech on that amira during the medaber ima. So it's mamash lishitase. The Me'iri was compelled to give a very unique qualification by medaber ima. The pashup shad of medaber ima is that there's no nuschaos bechlal. You're just speaking about getting married. Says the Me'iri, which apia hanal is lishitase. He's forced to make a qualification that is unique amongst all the Rishonim, that the medaber ima davka has to include a harei mikudeshes li. A davka has to include a lashon of kedushin, and that satisfies the amira. So it's mamish a beautiful lishitase of the Me'iri. The whole kasha that got off the ground assumed there was no nusach. Says the Me'iri, there is the nusach, and this just further buttresses and brings a riot to our analysis of the Me'iri from yesterday that he needs a bitui svasaim. Sounds like very glatt, very easy, but like if you find it's like Shiva says, Yikar HaMetzias, the Me'iri out of nowhere just throws out a condition by medaber ima that doesn't, no one says. Now we know why he says it, because you need a bitui svasaim. That's Raya number one and Dichui from the Me'iri. Raya number two, this is much harder. The Gemara Gittin Pei Aleph, I'm an Aleph, it's a Mishnah. Till Pe'alf and Beis brings down a mechlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the case was over there was when a Isha was megureshes from her husband, and about a week later, the Isha is found by Edim going into a puntiki, going to some hotel with her previous husband. And the Gemara has two dayas over there, two lashonos over there, but one daya says that the Eidim actually saw a bia between the previous husband and this Megureshes. The second day it says they just saw a Yichud, but Yichud means they saw a bia. Either way, it comes out, the Fila Gemara, that the Eidim have witnessed a bia between this Grusha and her previous husband. And the question is, should we choshesh that the bia that was done between the husband and this his previous wife was done l'shem kedushin or not? And does she need a get or not? Beis Shammai says, we're not choshesh bechlal, no need for a get. He did a bias znus, and that's all that took place in that motel. Comes along Beis Hillel, all the Gemara, all the Lishonos over there. Beis Hillel holds, no, this Isha needs a get from her previous husband, even though she was very megureshes, because we're choshesh that when he took her into that pundiki, he was boal her, and he did it l'shem kedushin. On what basis do we assume he did it l'shem kedushin? Chazaka, Ein adam osa bilaso bilas nus. It's not, it's mistaber that when a person does a bia, he's only doing it l'shem kedushin, not l'shem znus. A person wouldn't want to be over that avera. He's doing it l'shem kedushin. And so, in effect, if Adam saw the previous husband and his previous wife go into a puntiki together, we assume that there was a new kedushin done through bia, l'shem kedushin, and you need to get that shita's base hillel, which we're going to zero in on. So the question becomes, how is that L'Shem Kedushin going to work? How is that Bia L'Shem Kedushin? Yes, Bia is one of the methods of Kedushin. But where is the Amira? You can't tell me that part of the Chazakah was that the husband actually said an Amira in the Pundiki. Because then Beis Shammai shouldn't be arguing. Beis Shammai is saying it's not L'Shem Kedushin. So apparently all we have here is a Chazakah, Ein Adam Oseh Bilas Nus, and somehow, even if we learn that Amira is part of Ki'ikach, the Amira was satisfied. So Bishlama, if you learn like the Ran and it's the Chronim who understand that Amir just calls for a Gilui Das, then we can understand why this Pundiki is L'Shem Kedushin, is Bila L'Shem Kedushin. Because the Chazakah of Ein Adam Oseh Bilas Nus sets up a context that we know that the Baal, when he's doing a Bia with his previous wife, must be doing a L'Shem Kedushin. That's an overt display of Gilui Das of the Baal L'Shem Kedushin, because it's just Gilui Das. So if I have a Chazakah that teaches me the Gilui Das, that can establish a Gilui Das. But if you learn, like the Meiri and the Torah's Gittin and the other Achronim who understand that Amir means a formal Nusach, you need a Bito Yisasayim, so how is Chazaka in Adam Oseh Bilas Nus going to give you that Amira? He didn't say the word, Tarian Mekudesh Eslibe, Biazu. That's the big Kasha on the Tzad of Bito Yisasayim. Anybody want to suggest something? This is a big one.
I know we're working
or out. Clarify the question. You can do either one. You don't have to answer.
So we're working on the Chakira of whether or not Amira is
Gilui Das.
Gilui Das, but it's a sign. But couldn't you say this is also a Raya for the Meiri, who says that Amira isn't actually part of Kikach?
Yeah, but we're on that side. We're on the side of Amira is part of Kikach. We're on that side of Amira right. That it's Eina Mekudeshes. Because that's a suffix, so we have to work that out throughout all the Gemaras and Shas.
Right.
You're right, we're on that side. In that side, it'll be good for the Meiri. But we're on the side of the, it's Eina Mekudeshes. Yeah.
We were discussing a little bit in Shir previously that Kesef might be different than Bia.
Ooh, that's
that
cool.
You don't necessarily need the same qualifications by Kesef as you would by Bia.
Yeah, but can you explain it?
So, although we would mandate that there has to be an Amira when there's a Nesinas Kesef, maybe because Kesef could be interpreted in a bunch of different ways, you don't know why there's a Nesinas Kesef,
good.
By Bia it's very, very clear that the Bia is a Shanky Yush.
Okay,
so you might not need an Amira.
Let me just polish it up a little bit. Let me bring a riot to what you're saying and just categorize it a little bit. Stop, you're going to like this, I think.
Hope so.
You look at your Shami, or Lashon found it for me. I couldn't find it. You look at your Shami in Yevamos and Yudal Aleph. Your Shami has a plea de kahalach. Shami says that if a chirish is boel in Isha, we assume it was done l'shem kiddushin, even though a chirish we know is a la bardas, and he needs a get. She needs a get from him. If he's Boel and Isha, we assume it was done L'Shem Kedushin, even though a Cherish is a La Bardas. What's the Havana behind that? So said Reparnas in Shir 69 in Gittin, that there is a fundamental distinction between the Kedushin that we do through Kesef as opposed to Kedushin through Bia. When it comes to Kedushin Kesef, Kesef is a Maisik Kinyan that's found throughout Shas, by Mecher, by Matana, you can use Kesef in multiple places. So the input of the Gavra is much more required to label this Nesinas Kesef as L'Shem Kedushin. But when it comes to a method of Bia, Bia by its very nature is a Maisa Ishus. It's an act that's Beino Leveina. It's an act of Ishus. The only thing you have to be Mafkia from is L'Shem Znus. But inherent within, a Maisa Tashmish, a Maisa Bia, is a Maisa Ishus. And so if we see already from Cheresh that the need for Das is, so to speak, relaxed, because a Cheresh, although he doesn't have Das, but his Maisa of Bia qualifies as a Kedushin, it must be that Kedushay Bia is a Maisa Ishus. And that's why a Cheresh, Limaskar, the Yerushalmi says, is a valid Kedushin. So I'll pee that you can defend the Meiri. This that the Meiri and the Achronim who say that Bitois Vasayim is required for Amira, that's specifically by Kiddushei Kesef, Nasan Huva Amrihi, or other Kiddushei Kesef. Because there, the input of the Gavra is that much more required to label this Nesina, which is open-ended, nondescript, into a Nesina Shal Kiddushin. But by Bia, the act itself is geared towards a Maisa Ishus. So the input of the Gavra is much more relaxed. So the Meir will be Modeh, that when it comes to Kiddushei Bia, even a Gilui Das would be Mahani. Because the need for the input of the Gavra is much less required, because the act itself of Bia is a Maisa Ishus. It's already geared towards Ishus. It just has to be that it's not L'shem Znus. So how do you do that? Through Gilui Das. Even the Meiri can be masking to that. No, you'll let me know afterwards if you like it or not. Damsky, you here?
Yeah, I got it.
Any Tainas? This is not, just because I said something doesn't mean it's true. You can argue.
The Rashi is out base.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Rashi is out base has a meaning of Mira for Bia.
Okay, that's true. We're not working with Rashi. Next.
As I addressed the whole
I'm saying, we're in the Mira, in the Bitois Vasayim. Maybe Rashi goes with the Ran. And I drop the Achorim learned that the Rashi is going with the Ran. Because then it says, or Shir Shmuel, I forgot which one, says the Rashi is going with the Ran in our Sugya. It doesn't have Amri. Yeah.
Ki Yikach is going to be a universal. So if we're saying Ki Yikach is going to be required for all of them.
No, but Ki Yikach. No, now we're making. It's a very good Hara. Very good Hara. We're making a split. Ki Yikach says that Amira is a chilek of Ki Yikach. But how do you define Amira? Legabe Kiddushei Kesef of Ki Yikach, it defined as a Bitois Vasayim. Legabe Kiddushei Bia, which inherently means a Maisa Ishus, it's defined as a Gilui Das. That's exactly the move.
Because
all Ki Yikach tells you is that Amir is a chelik of the Maisa Kicha. But now it depends which Kiddushei Kesef you're doing, right? Ki Yikach means all three. So we have to...
It's going to be universal, though. It seems the opposite.
It could be universal, but if you have three different methods of Kiddushin, maybe it manifests differently in each method. By Kesef, it's manifests as a Bitur. But when it comes to Bia, which is inherently in Maisa Ishus, when the Torah says Amir is part of Ki Yikach, it requires a lower standard of Amira. Yes, Diana?
You could also still say that even for the Meiri, who says that in a Hanami, to make a difference between Bias Znus and Bias Mitzvah, that just his understanding stuff. Maybe in a Hanami.
That's in a Hanami. That's a good point. But the point is that mice that if a you just had this answer. This is your answer.
Yeah, I'm
Bia is inherently a Maisa Ishus.
Right.
So it's much more it's less broad than a Kiddushei Kesef, which can be done by Mecher, Matana, Pikadon. Okay, that was all in defense of Meiri of Bitois Vasayim. I have to get to the Chashukei Chemed at the end. Silverstein has a nice mice at the end, so I need to get to that. So, but this is the meat and potatoes first. So, that's how we're going to defend the Shitas HaMeiri, the Torah's Gittin, and all the Achorim will go with Bitois Vasayim. These two rayas, raya number one, from Asukim Bosu Inyan, we answered up Alpi the Meiri based on having a nusach that's actually in the Medaber Ima, and the case of Puntiki, we're answering up that Kiddushei Bia is Mechuluk from Kiddushei Kesef, and therefore by Kiddushei Bia you can have a lower level of Amira, and that's satisfied for Amira of Ki Yikach. Now we're going to flip to the other extreme and go to Shitas HaRan. The Ran held that the Amira that we require by Ki Yikach is a Gilui Das of the Baal. And there's a third source that's going to present a kasha on the Ran, which is going to be good for the Meiri. And we have now defend the Ran. And with that, we'll be mashlim the entire sugya of Amira. There's still part three, but we won't have time for that. Okay. So the Gemara in Shavuos HaChavav HaMabez brings down that when it comes to Shavuos, making a Shavua, and the Rosh says the same thing is true by Nedarim, there's Exeris HaKasav, Vayikra Hei Dalid, O nefesh ki tishava levate besvasayim. That's where the shprach comes from. Levate besvasayim, where dvarim chav gimel chav dalad, motza svasecha. That when it comes to shvua, and it comes to nedarim, there is a requirement that there be a hafla, there be a shvua, there be a bitoi svasayim of your shvua, of your neder. Now what's interesting is that the Gemara in Kiddushin and in Nedarim, Kiddushin daf heim aveiz and Nedarim vav heim aveiz, brings up the concept of yados. Yad, on a basic level, means that although in the world of Nedarim and Shavuos, I have to say a formal nusach of a neder, a formal nusach of a Shavua, if I say a Yad, in other words, a partial declaration, if that partial declaration is clear that I want to make a neder, so the halacha of Yadayim says that even if I say a partial declaration, it's viewed as if Alpidin I said the full declaration. And different shitas in Amarayim Tanayim, whether you need a Yad Mochiach or even a Yad that's not Mochiach. But in general, the basic concept is that whenever you have a need for a formal declaration, a full declaration, the halacha of the Darmin Shavuos is that if you say a Yad towards that declaration, a partial, it's viewed as a full declaration. Alpidin. The Pella is that the Gemara Kedushin Daf Hem Abayz and the Darm Vav Amud Aleph brings down this Shaila in regards to the Kedushin as well. And the Gemara says, let's say in our Gemara on Hem Abayz, the Gemara says, Shita Shmuel, it brings down, and if you look at Rashi over there, that a person says, Hareat Mikudeshes, he doesn't say the word Li. And the Gemara says, as to whether or not this will satisfy the halacha of Amira, depends on Yadayim. Furthermore, the Gemara Nedarim says that if a person says, Hareat Mikudeshes Li to this girl, and then he says, Ve'at, and you also, and we're not sure if he means Ve'at Nami, you also, I want to be Mikudesh to you, I'm marrying both of you at the same time, two prutas, each pruta gets one. The Gemara there says the only way it'll work is if you apply the word, the halacha of Yadayim. Now the kasha is, the Ran array spells out over there, that in this case where you say Hareat Mikudeshesli, Ve'at, it's clear as day, says the Ran. Umdra de Muchach is his lashon. Umdra de Muchach, that he wants to marry this girl and this girl. He just said Hareat Mikudeshesli, and you too, Shprinza. He's saying this should be applied to you. So it's clear. But yet, the Gemara needs to come on to Yadayim, Yadayim Mochichos, in order to show that the word Ve'at finishes off his declaration of Hareah Mekudeshesli. That this counts also as Hareah Mekudeshesli towards the second girl. So Tepela, the Bechashmuel, towards Gittin, the Nesivis, all ask Akasha. If you hold a Bitui Svesayim, that Amira means a Bitui Svesayim, we can understand why there's an application of Yados to the Lashon of Kedushin. We need to make sure that these words fulfill the formal declaration of Hareah Mekudeshesli. But if you hold, like the Ran, and like the Achronim who hold, that Amira just calls for a Gilui Das, and the Ran himself, in the Darm, says that in this case, there is an Umdana Demuchach, that he wants to marry Shprinza, why do I need Yadayim, or Yados, I should say, to finish off the Lashon of At, to mean Hareah Mekudeshesli? Let it just work, Midin Gilui Das. Why do I need Yadayim, the application of Yadayim, to make it a full declaration? That's the kasha that is posed on the sheet of the Gilui Das approach. Bricha Shmuel in Siman Aleph, this is his first piece that he asks on the Gilui Das. And now we have to defend the sheet of the Ran and Gilui Das. Everyone hears the kasha? Why is there a need to go on to Yadayim to finish off the declaration? So this is the Pella. Says that Bricha Shmuel, he quotes his, I wish I had it in front of me, he quotes Rav Chaim, Harav, Hagon, all the beautiful words about Rav Chaim, about his Rebbe Muvhak. And he says that Rav Chaim said on this kasha, a cryptic sentence, and he goes on to a whole siman to explain what that sentence meant. Rav Chaim said, you see from here, that from a lashon, Soloveitchik says it in Yiddish, so I don't have it, that from a lashon, you cannot create an umdana. Those were the words. From a lashon, you can create an umdana. Says the Bricha Shmuel in a beautiful piece. Siman Aleph, Os Aleph, the very first one. Says the Bricha Shmuel, Rav Chaim is saying as follows. That even the tzad of the Ran who holds that Amira just calls for a Gilui Das as a chelik of Kiikach, the Ran can be moded that there are two tracks. Two tracks for how to satisfy Amira. You can get away with just a Gilui Das and just establish your Das, but he also agrees that a Bitoi Svasayim is a second track for how to establish the Das of the Baal. And if you use the Bitoi Svasayim track, that would also satisfy Amira. Step one. Step two. Since we know in Kedushin, says Bricha Shmuel, this is how he assumes, that in order to use a Maisa Kinyan, you have to have Kavana Prati for the specific Maisa Kinyan that you want to use for this Maisa Kedushin. So for example, if a person has a handkerchief that is a Shara Pruta, and he has kavana to be mekadesh this isha b'toras chalipin, it won't work even though it's a shavet kesef and it can work as kesef. He has to have kavana liknos b'toras kesef. He didn't have kavana b'toras kesef. He had kavana b'toras chalipin. Says the Bircha Shmuel here too. Step one, there are two tracks for how to satisfy a mirror, even the Fi L'Ran. That it's a Gilui Das, you can do it through the Gilui Das avenue track, or you can do it through the Bitzui Sasayim track. But once you operate and you start using the Bitzui Sasayim track, the Lashon, which is a specific Maisa Kinyan through Lashon, you can't now try to revert that and use it for Umdina. If you're going to use the Maisa Kinyan of Lashon, then the Maisa Kinyan of Lashon has to go all the way through. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. You want to go the Gilui Das track? That's fine. Start over. But you can't derive an Umdina from the track of a Bitoi Sfasayim if you decide to go through the Maisa Kinyan of a Bitoi Sfasayim. It's like doing a Chalipin and then going to a Kesef. You have to have Kavana Prati on the Maisa Kinyan that you're using for Kicha. And if Kicha can either be through Gilui Das or through Bitoi Sfasayim, if you chose Bitoi Sfasayim, then you're locked in. And therefore, the Gemara there, Nidarim and Kedushin, is saying that if a person is actually using a Lashon of Hariyat Mekudeshes, and it's not a full Lashon, a full declaration, we need Yadayim to finish off the declaration, because you can't just say, oh, it's an Umdana Demuchach that he has a Gilui Das, because he already had Kavana Prati for this Maisa Kicha, this Maisa Kinyan of a Bitoi Sfasayim. And with that, he defends the Shita of the Ran. So in conclusion, I'm not sure this was like a mouthful, but if you chazer, I'm sure you'll appreciate the nuances that came out. So in conclusion, before we get to the Gishmak HaChashuk HaChemed, you can take another chicken finger if you want. We had two approaches in what we call, what Amira requires in a Maisa Kedushin, assuming that it's a Chelik of Kiyikach. We had the approach of Gilui Das, which we rooted in the Ran. We had the approach of Bitui Sfasayim, which we rooted in the Meiri. We brought two nafkaminas. One is a Dibur B'toch HaKsav. Nafkamina number two was the case of the Sefer Hafla, which was in regards to Chazar Toch Kedei Dibur, and we showed that the Hafla and the Makne were Lishitaseh. And then part two is we discussed three sources, two of them supporting the Shita of the Ran, from Medaber Ima and from the case of Chazaka and the Moshe Bilas Nus. We defended the Meiri in both those places. The first one was he actually had a Lashon of Kedusha in Medaber Ima, and the second one is the Kedusha Bia Kedusha Kesef is different. And now we just did the Kasha on the Ran, which is from the case of Yadayim, why you need Yadayim, and we just had a massive Chiddush to explain the Ran, that you need two, there's two tracks in how to define a Mira, and you have to have Kavana Prati for the specific Maisa Kinyan that you're doing. Yes, Deanna.
So just to, I guess just to clarify, Rabbi's saying that if you decide, the Bircha Shmuel is saying that if you decide to go down the Mira track, then in a Chanami you have to do that.
The Mira Bitus Asayim track.
Yeah, then you have to do that through and through.
Then you need a Yadayim. You want to start over? Fine. But you can't. Ruchaim was saying you can't derive an umdana from the Lashon track. You're using the Lashon track, that's your Kavana Prati for that Maisa Kinyan, and that's defined as a Maisa Kinyan of Amir Bitoi Sasayim.
Where do the Yados mean?
Yadai means that if you say partial declaration, we treat it as if you said a full declaration. So that's why we need Yadayim to finish off that track. That's the only way it'll work.
Because you have to go down the Amir.
Right. You don't have to. You can stop and start over. But right. If you don't start over, that's how you have to finish it off. Let's finish off with the Chashuk Echemed. Okay, good timing. Chashuk Echemed had a plea of Dikamaisa that happened to him. If you ever want to hear like fun Maisim that come out of the Sugya that you're doing, go to the Chashuk Echemed. He has like unbelievable Maisim. Every single Sugya in Shas. I think it's like 36 Farm. Every single Amud, he has like a different Maisa that came out. This one very much relates to what we did. So Chashuk Echemed said, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that a Chassan was under his Chuppah, and he said the following statement. Hare at mikudeshes li, but he omitted betabazo. So he just said, Hare at mikudeshes li, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. He left out betabazo. Then he realized what he did, and he wanted to fix it up. So in his second statement, he said, Hare at mikudeshes, but he left out li this time, betabazo, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So in the first statement, he left out betabazo. Second statement, he left out li. The question that Rizlubashin received was, does he have to say a third Amira the full way? Does he have to repeat the whole thing all over again? A third time. So Rizlubashin said as follows. He first analyzed each statement on its own. In terms of the first statement, you left out Betabazo. So Chashuk Echemet says that this is actually Tali on a Machlokes Rishonim. There's one Rishon the Hagos Mordechai brings down that holds that if you don't say betabazo, it's me'akiv. And she's ena mekudeshes. But the Chashukei Chemet said it, that doesn't seem to be the consensus of most poskim. The Ber Heitev, he quotes, Chassam Sofer, and others hold, that is, it's b'diavet okay. The Chatzchila, you should say b'tava zo, but b'diavet, if you don't say b'tava zo, it's a good amira, a valid amira. But says the Chashukei Chemet, even though it may be good, the Fido Shitas, l'maisa, he restarted. He said a second statement. So we can't really assess the first one anymore because he kind of restarted all over again. So now we're really going by the Basar of the Achron. We have to go by the next statement and see if that one is a valid statement. Because the first one he kind of just retracted on because he already, he went to the next statement. He said it all over again. All right, that's that. Tell you on that, Shiloh.
It's not. It's a Gemara.
The Dibur. No, but let's say he says it, I don't know. He's going on that side that you can be vatal that Amira. Okay, maybe he's assessing on each one on its own. Let's hold off on that. I also was bothered by that. That's his assumption for now. Hold on for a second. So then he says as follows. Just watch the logic, and then I guess we'll talk out that hak at that point. So the second amira, he says hariad mikudeshes, leaves out the word li, but says b'tavazo. So what's this halacha? So that's b'ferish and chavzayin mechaber and the Rama both paskin. Me'akev b'dievet. She's ena mekudeshes. If you leave out the word li, it does not work. Does not work b'dievet. So says the Chashukei Chemet, assuming, not like Ephraim for a second, that the first, no, I'm saying he has a good point, but assuming the first Amira we can't use anymore, Alts Amira, because he started over again, and the second Amira, li, is me'akev l'fi the mechaber and the Ramah, what do we do here? L'chor, he should have to repeat it. Says the Chashukei Chemet, I have two mitigating considerations to show why he doesn't have to repeat it. Firstly, number one, the reason why Li is me'akev, the Fida Mechaber and the Ramah, is because we're choshesh that maybe, what are we choshesh for? That maybe he's being mekadesh her as a shliach for someone else. That's the chashash. You don't say Li, that means you're doing it for someone else. But says the Mechaber himself, well, not the Mechaber, says the Chashukei Chemet, nowadays, first of all, it's very not mistabe that a person is doing a shliach to mekadesh a woman. Number two, we're under the chuppah. Everyone knows who's getting married to who. You got the invitation. It's clear as day that you're doing it for this reason, for this girl, not for someone else. Number three, he brings up the issue of mesadik kedusha making a bracha, and if you now are changing it on him, his bracha will become levatala, not mistaber. Of course, he's doing it for the sake of his own kedushin, and it's very mistaber that we can. He says we can apply the concept of yadayim ochichos. Yadayim ochichos. He said harad mikudeshes without the word li, but that's yadayim ochichos in nowadays because it's clear as day that he's married to this girl. Everyone sent down invitations for this guy and this girl together. That was one mitigating consideration. But the second one is what I wanted to bring out. The second snif lahakel and underlying heter is the follows. Even if you want to tell me that harayah mekudeshes without a li is me'akev, but the mechaber says that if you're asukim bo'osu inim, you're medaber ima al iske gita v'kidushaya, then that satisfies amira, even though if you left out the word li afterwards. So says the Chashukei Chemet, even though the first amira, where he said li, but left out tabazu, was not a good amira in terms of saying tabazu, but it's at the very least, it can serve as an asukim b'osu'in, it can serve as a medaber ima. So the medaber ima of li from the first amira can be mashlim, the second amira, which you left out li, and it'll be a valid kedusha, you don't have to repeat it all over again. That was his shteltzu. Okay, shkoyach, hatzlocha, enjoy the food, and come, let's talk if I'm your question. What's it? Ephraim, I wanted to hack that Ephraim's point. Oh, thank you. Ephraim,
You mean the Gemara says that there is no. You don't know the U.S. as well.
What were the special ingredients to say, what covenant do you have by Sadiq?
He talks about the
was you ready to kill us?
I was explaining, why is it okay that you say the Rabban is over?
Okay, yeah. That's off.